Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez, and this is another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. And Lillian is in here giggling already.
Yeah.
Lillian, what up?
Man, the ceiling. I think I say that every time. Everything is up. Sweetie sauce, money in the bank, shawty what you drink.
Yeah? Why are you giggling already?
I'm laughing because you stopped in the middle of the song. I just wasn't... expecting that?
Really?
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was just so funny for it to like fade.
What's up with you? Thank you for hosting the actual live podcast too.
Yo, I feel like it made me a little more famous.
Yes, definitely. People really rock with you. People fuck with you.
I'm happy. It was so good to see so many people from different places. Like, wow, you really that nigga?
Me?
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. It's just something small.
I think you were something small. He's definitely that nigga then. Okay. That was a big situation. That was a lituation for sure.
I put some hard work into it.
Got it. You put your back into it.
Pause.
You could do it. And you did it.
Nah, that shit was a dope turnout, man. I appreciate you also pulling that last minute string for me.
We're not going to talk about this. Oh, you just going to put it out there. Okay, yeah. I did that.
Mean? That was supposed to be...
a secret? I don't know. I mean, you know what?
I appreciate giving people their flowers. You looked out. Like, my comedian canceled on me last minute. And then I hit you up like, yo, blah, 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 blah. You said, give me a second. I'll reach out. And I'm talking about like 10, 15 minutes later, he was like, I got somebody for you.
I'd like to do my Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope? That's the scandal?
Yeah. You know, she... what does she do? It's a...
cheat and do devious things.
Oh my god, she's not devious. She's a what do you call that person when shit hits the fan and they get shit done? It's a term I'm looking for.
A hitman. Oh, a hitman. She's a hitman.
Well, I mean, she's a fixer, but it's a
nah, I'm fucking
oh man, I can't think of it. It's gonna come to me later, but you know, doing things like that in a jiffy, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I've accomplished something.
It makes me feel good when somebody can do it in a jiffy because. I was just about to be like, fuck it. We just lost the act and it is what it is.
Oh, absolutely not. Shout out to Tanya, Tano.
Yeah, nah, she's hilarious.
She's so funny.
Yo, I did some, yo, the other day, I dropped my son off, right? And when I'm about to walk into my car, it's a dude in my parents' neighborhood, black dude, just walking, minding his business, black dude. Like, I guess, you know, he just walking. He got a bottle of water. He got his mask on. He walking by.
I'm laughing because I cannot wait to hear where this goes.
So I say, what's up? I'm like, he's like, what's up, bro? I'm like, it was good. I get in my car, and he's walking past the car. Like, he's just on the street. I back out, and he's at the top of the stop sign. And I hit the gas to get to the stop sign. So I hit the gas. When I get side by side with the nigga, my doors automatically lock. Like, you know, when you hit the gas at a certain...
Yo,
I'm talking about side by side, the doors locked. He looked at me like, what the fuck? But I was so embarrassed. I'm like, nigga, I did not lock the doors.
Yo.
Like that shit was so embarrassing. But it's like one of them things that look bad, but it's not what it is.
Right.
And as a person who's had doors locked on them, like for no reason, like somebody could be sitting in their car, you hear the doors locked. It's like a bad feeling.
I can't imagine his face. What if he would have reacted to that? That really wasn't a thing.
I mean, thank God he didn't wild out. But he looked at me like we both caught eye contact because I was so embarrassed. Like, I don't know, good and goddamn well these fucking doors didn't just lock. I looked at him. He looked at me and gave me this like, yo, what the fuck, bro? I'm like, and I just put my hands up like, damn. And I just blew past the stop sign like, man, fuck. Like, what are the odds of this shit?
Oh,
like,
you just didn't want to look pizze.
What's that mean? What the fuck does that mean, pizze? That
sound what do you think it means? You didn't want to look like a shrimp.
Nah, what you mean have?
Like pussy.
You oh, pussy. Nah, yeah, because this one, I wasn't even worried more about me. I was worried about how he felt as a black man
to
get
sure.
doors locked on him.
And I mean, and your light skin.
Let you tell it.
Was
I'm
he
brown
dark skin?
But, huh?
Was he dark skin?
Now, he was like the same complexion, but still, it's a black man.
Yeah,
and then
for
it's
sure.
one thing if it was a white old lady that does it.
Yeah,
to
that would have been wonderful.
But you look, he probably looking like, you a grown, healthy black man, and you sitting there locking doors. But it just, my doors automatically locked, and them shit's locked at the wrong fucking time. the whole time, usually I listen to my music on my way. I just sat in silence the whole time. Just I'm thinking about the nigga, like, I can't
crying
believe.
Right now.
I wanted to melt.
What made you think of that story?
It just happened the other day. Like,
and, I mean, just now.
Oh, now, like, I don't know. I just conversation. I just be talking about shit. But
okay.
You ever had, like, an embarrassing moment like that?
Whoa. My embarrassing moments are scale that.
And
I
then
mean,
the thing is, like, it's one thing, like, it. What makes it worse is, even if you tried to explain, it's like, you might as well just keep driving. Because at this point, the nigga's mad. He probably thinking, like, you trying to play him. So I just kept it moving, man.
That would have been very funny if you would have, like, reacted and just hit your window just
nah,
to say.
Then it would have went, like, totally left. Like, it's about that. Then I just have to defend myself.
But I mean, yeah, but what if he would have done that? Because it reminds me of that movie with the guy just had that bad day in traffic and he's in L.A., and he's stuck in traffic, and he goes ham, and he shoots up everybody. He goes in the McDonald's and, like, do you remember that movie?
No, not at all.
Oh, my God. It was, like, a bad day. It's called Enough? What is that movie called?
Mm.
Can you Google
I
that,
I wish we
somebody?
Had a Googler like Sci-Fi who would just be sitting there.
Just he could just
Googling
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
he's on Pornhub right now.
He's the guy who's, what's the double, what is it when
Michael
you,
Douglas.
Michael Douglas, right? The white guy. What's that movie where Double Jeopardy? He's in Double Jeopardy also. I gotta watch
no
that
idea.
Movie. You remember the Double Jeopardy?
Nah, I wasn't really. I'm not really big into a lot of movies. Like,
I think you should watch movies. That movie. Double Jeopardy is a term that they use criminally.
Yeah, like you can't try somebody twice. I know
for the same
I know
crime.
The
Falling Down.
That's the movie.
Yeah,
you need to look that movie up.
I'll look it up. Yeah, I know the legal term, the legal jargon, but. You know, I took criminal justice, though. So.
Did you?
You know what's crazy? I was talking today, like, the things that I was watching, what's it? Fuck That's Delicious, right?
What?
It's Fuck That's Delicious. It's Action Bronson, and he has a...
Wow. I haven't heard of him in quite a while.
Yeah, he got a dope-ass show. I don't know if it's even still going on, but it's, like, on Hulu or something. I was watching it, and it was him and his boy Mayhem Laurent, and they were talking to this white lady, and... He was talking about something about one of his homeboys who's in, like, theater, ballet, and then Action Bronson said something that sounded outlandish, too. But they're telling the truth, but the white lady's looking at him like they're lying. Like, anytime I say things, like, I think I said something in our last episode, and it sounded like I was telling a lie. But, like, I took theater, I took all type of stuff, and people be like, nigga,
hilarious.
I know, but people be thinking I'm making shit up. I joke around a lot, too. So
yeah,
people
so,
be
yeah,
thinking
yeah.
I'm joking. I'm like, nah, like, I really did take all type of
so
shit.
So what did you seek to accomplish in a criminal justice major?
I just want some a degree, and then I was just like, I might as well learn the law. Like,
so what have you done with that?
Not a motherfucking thing.
What's a law that you think people should know?
I think the thing is, I think there's a law that people know, but they don't exercise it, and that's shut the fuck up whenever you're arrested. Like, you literally cannot make the situation better by talking. You only make it worse. So just shut up. Like, if they put you in cuffs, no matter what they say to you, just be quiet. If you don't offer no information, you are, like, it's just better. Like, from the moment they approach you, keep your mouth shut.
I was reading something from my brother's, like, criminal past, and he was, like, 17, and I read the report, and, I mean, to be the youngest, you would think he was the oldest. And it was like people, niggas in their like 20s, niggas was singing. And this nigga was like, he's like, is that what you said? He's asking, literally, he's asking the police, is that what you said? I think you said that. Well, I don't know. Like, literally not saying anything, but.
Yeah, the best bet is to just be quiet. Because at that point, whatever you say.
Can and will be held against you.
And a lot of times when you're scared, when you got your energy, your emotions, everything heightened. You might misspeak. You might say something that they're going to stick to you. Like, oh, that's your word is bond at that point. Like, so just be quiet. So.
Well, that's funny that we're talking about crime and not talking. It reminds me of La Costra Nostra. What is it? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And just shutting up. And I was, I don't know what made me think about, what's her name? The Gotti chick. John Gotti's daughter.
I don't know.
What's her name?
That. I never cared about mom.
Well, she was in hip hop. You know, she had did the stuff with Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim put her in a music video before. What is her name? Look her up for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was checking on her. I don't know. I was just thinking about her and Minx.
And Minx?
Yeah. Because I love furs, actually. I could wear, like, sweats and a tee and just put on a fur.
What about PETA?
And? They are them and I and I. I am I.
And you don't fuck with them?
Not to say that I don't fuck with them. I think that it's a good cause. I do believe that maybe we shouldn't slaughter animals. Maybe we shouldn't use animals as furs, et cetera. Yeah. However, I mean, what? So what? Yeah. I mean, I don't think that animals should be done a certain way, but it's just like it is a part of...
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
You know what? You know, and maybe I should shut the fuck up. You know what? Because I said, you know, when I come to today's podcast and any other podcast that I do, there needs to be a fine line with thinking about what I'm going to say and just being me. And I'm going to choose to just to be me in this cancel culture. Because, I mean, the views...
We need more people like that, though.
Yeah, but the views and opinions that I have today are of today. Not to say that they will change tomorrow, that
Ooh,
they will...
I'm so glad you said that.
You know?
That's important. Speak on that.
Right. And when I was younger, I've always been conscious, right, about animals. I think when I was in, like, first grade, I was like, the polar bears, they're going to die.
Yeah.
Global warming, right? But it's like everyone is fighting for something. It just depends on where you are in life. And at the end of the day, if we really hone into what's good for everyone, right, you could get to a point where you say, you know what, I'm not going to eat animals. But then plants are living things too.
Yeah,
they feel. You could have a plant talk shit to it and it could crumble.
Yeah.
So what
and
are
they
we
say you can speak life into plants. Yeah, you can. So far, we can't hear you, bro.
Victoria got it. Victorious. But it's just like, I mean, at what point do you just stop and say, I'm going to live?
Yeah.
Because based on my blood type, I have to eat certain meats that other people would deem not kosher. But I don't know. I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what meats don't mix with my body. And, you know, I wanted to explore it, which led me to understanding eating for my blood type. But it's just like...
Nah, but you said something dope that was like, your views today could change.
Tomorrow.
And
very
I think
well.
That's like, I know a lot of people would get canceled for shit that they said back in the day. Or a lifestyle that they chose back in the day. And you're, like, if you haven't grown since back in the day, like there's a lot of things that... The lifestyles or the ideologies that I had. That's the alcohol. Shout out to alcohol.
But
like, it's totally different today than it was back in the day.
That's like this gang member. There's like a gang meme going on, and a guy is like, just because you don't use C's, you know, or you use C's for the B's or whatever, et cetera. Yeah. And, you know, you write in this code with the letters and the numbers in this weird font or whatever, it doesn't make you real G. But I say that to say back in the day, there was a time where I wrote like that. And I said, I mean, I even referred to my son as a nigga one time. And I was like, oh, my God. Who was I hanging around with to even be speaking like that? But then by the same token, you know, I loved my time in my life at that point. I needed to hang around the people that I hung around to make me well-rounded. And it was a part of me that I kind of suppressed because I felt like I had to be a certain way. And it's perfectly fine. And then I remember when I was in college, like my freshman year, and I went to the community college and I was in acting. And the acting teacher kind of had us focusing on dialect. And kind of got into, you know, people might say that this is broken English, whatever.
Ebonics.
But it's just like, well, Ebonics. But to a people, it is how they speak.
Yeah.
And for a long time, it was just like, you know, I'm talking like this. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but fuck it. I don't like talking like that all the time.
Yeah.
And I want to be whoever the hell I want to be. And I'm able to be... multiple things. And I think once I really learned the word duality, I really started to embrace it.
Yeah.
And yeah. So,
and I think that's cool. Like, I don't think the way you talk in certain situations, like, because the way I might speak to you might be different than the way I would speak to my mom, right? But that doesn't make me fake because I speak to my mom a different way than I do you or my boss or, you know, somebody else of a different race. Because as long my goal is to communicate to you properly.
Right. And in a way in which you understand. And that, when you say it like that, it makes sense. But I think.
But people look at that like, oh, you being fake. But I'm like, nah, it's
but
not.
You might not be being fake, but sometimes I feel like we change our ways in order to appease other people and to make other people comfortable. And when I say other people, I do mean Caucasians.
See, that's my point, though. Like, it only seems to be a bad thing when you're doing it to the white people.
For the white people.
Huh?
For the white people. Doing it for the white people.
But, what, like, I'm also changing it for my mom. I'm also changing it for you, for and my
it's,
lady.
It's true, so. But when you are around certain people or your lady or your parents, I feel like there's a certain pressure when you're talking to certain people that you absolutely cannot break character. And the only reason why I say that is because
you're saying,
and maybe it's not.
See, my thing is, my character is the same person. You're not going to play with me.
Gangsterness. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? My morals ain't going to change. Mm. What I stand on is not going to change. I'm just talking about strictly on the
communication. I'm a white woman.
Level.
Talk to me.
I'm talking to you the same way. Like,
no, I want to. That's how you talk to a white woman.
It depends who the white woman is. The thing is, it's not about the actual race. It's also
the class in which, yeah, for
there's
sure,
different
for sure.
things. Like, mm-hmm. There's white people who know me on a personal level who I can talk to openly about whatever the fuck. Like, I can literally talk to you however I want to talk to you. Then there's a professional white, like the way I would talk to my manager, it would be different than I would talk to the person at the gas station or you know what I mean. And it's not about race. Yeah. It's about just who the person is, period.
But sometimes I feel like we have to rebel, and I don't mean everyone, rebel against the constructs in order to find that happy medium. Because, and maybe it's just been me growing and learning who I am over the years, because there was like a urban part of me that I suppressed for so long that needed to come out. Right. And I'm so happy that we're living in the times we are now, because I didn't have long nails, and now I want to, because I always wanted to wear long nails and colorful nails and all that.
Yeah.
But it just, I was taught that you can't look a certain way and be respected in a sense.
Yeah.
And even though my grandmother was corporate America, my mother was very much big bamboo earrings, long fingernails. I don't even know how that happened. I feel like she was just rebelling against the cause. But I don't know. Like, I'm happy to be smart and still urban.
Yeah.
But for a while, I had to challenge myself to ask myself if I was genuinely being me in front of Caucasian friends. And
but do your morals change? Do what your principles?
No, my morals and principles never changed, so but the point. Way I spoke, I could see me code switching, and it got to a point where I was not comfortable code switching anymore, because I'm like, you know, I have to do all this shit and operate at 300% to be accepted for the 100%. Subconsciously, or you know what I'm saying?
That's,
and it might be us that we believe that, but just based off of different things that have happened, it basically is that. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes it's like I question it, like, well, do we? Because I mean, we don't, but it's just like if you want to get certain things shaken and happening, you do have to perform at a different level than others. But however, nonetheless, I was tired. Mm-hmm. Especially with a lot of the killings happening and these, you know, certain people around me who were not of color, some of the things that they said, I just realized they just really didn't give a fuck. And so I was like, you know what? I want to not give a fuck how they don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be comfortable for you. And so I just had to keep it real, because if you want things to change, you have to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And I think.
But I think also we're in times to where like black culture is almost the norm now.
It's been the norm, but it's really, really,
that's what I'm saying,
hyper.
So
just,
it's like people understand, it's like before we'd have to watch what we say, how we act, but now people understand, like, damn, that's just part of the
but
game.
But I just hate that it's being appropriated. I mean, niggas can't even go buy Air Forces anymore. Well, it's a whole different conversation. But nonetheless,
isn't every culture appropriated in some way?
It is, and I do believe that.
So why do we get so mad when our culture is appropriated?
Well, we get upset because people monetize so much off of our culture, and they deem our culture bad. for if we do it, but if they do it, it's respected if they do it and as if they started it. So if we did things that other cultures have or do, like what they wear, what they eat, yada, 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 those cultures are still seen as the originators of that thing.
Yeah.
And they also capitalize right. off of it as right. opposed to our culture.
Yeah.
It's appropriated when someone else do it. When someone else does it, they look as if they started it. And it's like yeah. it's like even the baby hairs and stuff now.
Yeah.
Like, come yeah. on. Like, the 90s has just all us. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like, it's looked at as high fashion.
Yeah.
And like you originated it.
We appropriate, like I was saying in one of the episodes, like the Wu-Tang Clan would be a perfect example of
for sure.
them appropriating, you know, Kung Fu and all mm-hmm. that other stuff. But, it's still not considered a black thing. Like, it's
absolutely. The, yeah. It's of Asian origin.
Right. No, I get you. But it's like the problem lies when they try to make it seem like they found it, mm-hmm. they're the originators, and it's theirs now type shit.
Or Columbusing, so to speak.
Christopher Columbus, bitch ass.
Yeah. The only Christopher Wallace we acknowledge is.
The only Christopher Biggie. We acknowledge is Wallace. Mm-hmm. Nah, for sure. Let me ask you a question. If you can, you have to choose one, right? Would you rather change your past or see your future?
Neither.
That's not an option.
My gatos.
Change your past or see your future.
I would probably maybe perhaps change my past.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, because... What,
and I think you asked this online, and I think I said neither.
Yeah, and I know. And I
kind of don't want to see my future because, but maybe, but then not. Because maybe and then not. I don't know. Because I think about, like, well, if I already know something's going to happen, am I just going to chill? Which could ultimately change the trajectory of things.
No, it's still going to happen.
But like, it's still going to happen. Yeah, you're right. But then what fun is that? Because I think we live every day to... reach and I might be pissed off as shit if I saw my future and it's not what the fuck I wanted to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At least if you don't know your future, to a certain extent, you think that you have it in your hands and that you're able to shape it.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point to put it. Yeah, I definitely would want to change my past then, because if you glimpse in the future and see it in shambles,
right,
you're depressed from now until then.
Until like, then, and it's just like, nah. Let me do whatever, change up the past and make it seem like I have it all in my hands. Like I at least have a say so in it.
Yeah, I definitely would have went back to whenever Bitcoin first dropped.
You are ready.
And put everything I had into it. Like
give me another question.
Another question. What else? Hanging out with your significant other friend. Would you do that?
Would I hang out with my significant other's friend?
Friends.
Plural. Would my significant other know about this? Would he condone this?
Yeah, like, let's just say they're at...
Is it his female friends or his male friends?
Let's go with male friends.
Well, would he allow that is the first question.
Let's say it's not on him, it's you. Mm-hmm. If let's just say they're out at the bar or whatever and you run into them. Or they hit you like they on Instagram, you see and you hit them like, yo, where y'all at? It's like, we at Hookah Hotspot. And like, and would you go over there and kick it with them?
Shout out to Hookah Hotspot. I think that all day. You might want to be a spokesperson for them. I would say that I would, right?
Yeah.
But... because I'm so free and I know, like, a lot of people just start thinking in their heads, why would you want to hang with your nigga's friends? Why would you do that? Whatever nigga tries you, it's inappropriate, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't follow social constructs. And so maybe that's why I'm still single. I don't know. But I think people should be free and honest.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I would ever date someone who was too critical about that.
Would you be cool with your significant other hanging out with your homegirls?
If I had trusting homegirls.
Yeah, well, I mean, you won't know that until they break your trust, really, with that.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
So you'd be, you'd be cool with it?
I need more confidence.
Huh?
I need more confidence, more money.
More confidence and more money?
Yeah, because if a nigga fucks up, I got to be okay with that.
Who do you put the trust on in that? Do you put it on your significant other or your friends?
TBH, I've had a lot of people betray me, and people who I thought were like family.
Yeah.
And so I would really put that on my nigga.
Hey, that's it. That's all you could do, really.
Right. And I mean, as long as I trust my significant other, even if I didn't trust anyone else, I would want to trust him.
Yeah.
Because if he fucks up, then that's him fucking up. I'm not going to look at my friends like, bitch, why did you do that? Because it's just like, I'm doing time with my nigga. I'm doing life with my nigga.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, honestly, I am my friend.
Can he hang out with other girls? Like, just on...
For sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
I think because, okay, we live in a society where people need friends. People need listening ears. And I wouldn't say put your friends in your business.
But that's what happens.
If like. He, yeah, true that. But I feel like guys, whenever they have homegirls, their homegirls kind of are like, you'll not do right by your female. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then if you do have other females who are trying to talk to you or whatever, I'd much rather you have your friend to like sort that out with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like your friends are going to be there through whatever. If you take a man from their friends, eh. But then again, somebody posted that, it was some chick, I cannot remember her name, but they said, first they start off as friends. If you have a really good friend that you have a bond with, and then you're like, oh, they're a really good friend. What if we were to get together? And then you got together. I guess you naturally are going to be like, oh, I want to be with this person. But, you know, just speaking from my own experience.
Yeah.
I have a really good friend who's the comedian. He lives away. Whenever he comes into Charlotte, he stays at my house,
mm-hmm.
you know, to... You know, before he catches a train back to his city or whatever, I do not look at him any kind of way.
Right.
And I'm an attractive person, but he's never tried me. I don't look at him like that. I have a lot of male friends who I don't look at like that. Like, I would never date them, talk to them.
Yeah.
And my homeboy's girl's neighbors, the neighbor, her nigga liked me. But he wanted my help with the music. I'm like, yo, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, but you know what I'm saying? It was cool for him to try me because I'm not gonna fall into it. But I mean, the nigga whole life pulled out a gun on his chick.
Oh, yeah.
And on Facebook because of what he said on one of my social media handles.
We're gonna leave that one alone because he might listen to the show.
I don't think they would. But one day the girl was like, how do you let him stay over her house when he goes into their city? And she was like, nah, she's cool people. And that's his homegirl. And, you know, I respected that because it's just like, even when he fucked up with her, I'm like, bruh, you're fucking up. Like, you need to do this. You need to, you know what I'm saying? And I even told her, I'm like, if he doesn't get his shit, I gotta leave his ass. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't be trying to give too much advice to people I don't really know like that because motherfuckers just be.
I know both of them, yeah. But I, at the same token, I try not to give advice. And I always say, I haven't been in a relationship, so I can't give you relationship advice.
Yeah, I give a disclaimer afterwards. Like,
right,
I mean,
it's always
in my experience. I don't know. It might not work out for you, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but I think we need to build more trust. There needs to be more trust. So, yeah, next question. Are there no more questions?
Yeah, no, I got, is it easy to be, is it easier being an ugly man or an ugly woman in American society?
Ugly man for sure.
Really? Expand.
I
agree, because ugly man, as long as you got money or if you're funny,
sure.
you can get whatever you want in it. Like,
and right, I feel women are deprived of emotional comfort, security, etc. And
if they're ugly, or whatever.
No, women, period, are, yeah, deprived of emotional security and comfort. And even though people have this thing, oh, she's going to take my money and all this other shit, money that niggas don't really have, women just really want to be treated well. They want to have consistency, persistence. They want to be sought after. They want to be loved, hugged, because as the great Malcolm X said, I mean, in my own terms, like, black females be dogged. Yeah. Even though he said, I mean, they just have it worse than everyone else. And so even if a guy isn't deemed attractive from society,
yeah,
a woman will give him a chance. That's why, like, women, you have an ugly ass nigga, he don't got shit, he don't got money, he don't got nothing. But and yeah, they say it's the dick down, but it really is not that. It's that comfort to be able to lay in bed with somebody, to be held, and all of that. Women just really want to be loved.
Yeah.
And so ugly dude, based on society, because I feel like, yeah, the beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Facts, yeah.
But he's going to get a fine chick all day, every day. Yeah. But a woman who ain't cute, I mean, nigga ain't checking for it. Even if niggas is dicking her down in the dark, but they still not gonna wife her. They gonna wife somebody who looks perfectly good on their arm, and 100%. She's still gonna be getting dicked down and dogged in the dark.
Side, yeah,
dicked down and dogged in the dark. That should be a book.
Damn, say that again.
Dicked down and the dogged in the
definitely
dark.
Not gonna let me say that.
For sure. Okay, but yeah,
that's crazy. Now you got a good point though. Lay ahead.
Men have it very easy. They just have it so easy.
In that
easy.
Aspect, yes.
In that aspect,
yeah.
Yes.
Be careful what you say, because niggas are being your DMs. Oh, yeah. Where can they find you at?
They can find me at Lily Goat Gruff on Instagram.
Lily Goat Gruff.
Yeah. And Lily Goat Gruff Music on TikTok. And you don't stop.
The alcohol's kicking in.
Yo, it's not.
This is your natural high?
It's my natural high.
You know, we've been in here chilling. I've been drinking, so I'm definitely.
I've been drinking.
Nah.
I've been drinking.
How long you been singing?
Forever, darling. Since I came out of the womb, I probably was singing. I don't. When people say in the cooch, it's like you're not actually in the cooch, you're in the stomach.
No, you might rub out of there. And a lot of niggas came out of a C-section, so they would never.
Oh.
so a lot of niggas never been.
they weren't birthed from under the tummy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, man. Weezy said.
Pulled but right out that stomach.
I've been singing since the stomach.
Shout out to all the C-section babies.
Yeah. And shout out to all the women who are mistreated in the medical world.
Yo, that shit just is very bad.
Yeah.
Like, and it's very common.
Yeah, I was just dogged at the hospital. They just got me in and right the fuck out. But when I had my youngest son, literally I was humming to ease my contractual pain.
Ooh.
And the lady said, be quiet.
I'd have hummed, fuck you. Like.
And I wanted to, but at the time, like, black women have to be quiet and they have to think ahead. Because I know that I had to give birth to my child. And, you know, when a lot of women are giving birth, they like snap how they even bring the baby out. It could make the child be disformed. But she wouldn't listen to me. I told her my child was about to come. She did not believe me. And she's like, well, we're changing over. I was like, ma'am, I'm telling you, you guys need to prep now because my baby's going to come. And literally, my son almost jumped out. Mm. The doctor like caught him in midair.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because she didn't believe me. And I was like, can you please check how many centimeters? Because I wasn't dilating.
Yeah.
But I felt it. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm really about to give birth. But then, yeah. And when I think about stuff like that, excuse me. And I think about the many cases now of parents being arrested, them getting DSS.
Hell yeah.
On them because they don't want vaccinations. And not to say I'm an anti-vaxxer, but the way people are being mistreated for opting to do things naturally, that's a big issue. I had a friend, her daughter, you know, is going through a lot of stuff. She, you know, has something going on or whatever. And they just mistreated her so badly. And then because she wanted more information, you know, they were about to try to take her child from her.
To be one of the scariest feelings ever, like to have your child taken away from you. At birth, like
from being the best parent. Al had a chick who I was talking to who is she works in DSS, and she said that she had to, even though people were calling on this individual. She had proof that the parents were actually doing the best that they can, getting all the research they could before they subjected their child to a certain procedure or whatever. And she said there needs to be something in between the state and, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And exactly. The, you know, buffer,
yeah, because these people, so many people have superiority complexes in so many different realms. And that is very scary that if you give the wrong person power, what they can do with it.
I literally just tweeted one of the Jadakiss lines. Only thing worse than a coward is a coward with power.
Oh, yeah. Did you say this the other day?
Yeah, I tweeted it and I also put it on Instagram.
I don't follow you on Twitter, but I will.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle?
Same shit all across the board, Mez Black Label.
I just wanted you to say it aloud.
Yeah, that's everywhere, Mez Black Label.
But that is scary for a coward to have power. Like
that's how I feel. I remember one time we had my wife, which is my girl at the time, she had like early movie tickets to a movie that was going to come out in like a few months. I can't even remember what the fuck it was because we watched so many movies. So we went to a certain mall out here that had the movie, right? So when you go in there, though, I didn't know this is the first time she took me there. She would win them all the time, but or however she used to get them, she used to get them. So when we get there, I see there's a line, and then they have like brown paper bags, and they're like, you got to put your phone in here. And you pick it up at the end of the movie. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not doing that. And then I was looking. I was like, are they going to pat us down? She was like, no. I was like, well, then I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
So I put it in my back pocket. They asked me where's my phone. I said, I don't own a phone. They was like, all right. So the movie, we watched the movie. The movie ends, right? I pull out my phone and check the time. And I guess it lit up. Like, I didn't realize there was a security on each end.
Yeah.
Watching to make sure. Because they're looking at it like, since the movie is out before.
Yeah, they don't want you recording the movie.
Exactly. Right. But so I'm not thinking nothing of it. I look, and when I look, I'm talking about the credits are literally rolling. People are standing up, and I get up, and I look at my phone, and it lit up. And I make eye contact with him. I see him running up the aisle. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's security. He's not a police officer. He's nothing. He's just a coward with power.
What do you call those?
A coward with power. Yeah, okay. That's what we're calling them. So he runs up there, and he's like, give me your phone. I'm like, so I laugh. I'm like, nigga, you're not getting my phone. He's like, how do I know you didn't record the whole movie? I'm like, bro, this is an iPhone. Like, there's no way I recorded 2.5 hours of anything.
Right.
He was like, you're not supposed to have your phone in here. I was like, I know, but the movie's over. Like, and people are just watching. And my girl, she's just looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, so he says, just show me your phone. And that you didn't record anything.
Did this nigga try to snatch this out of your hand?
No, I had it in my hand. Like,
oh, okay.
Because he kept telling me, give me your phone. I'm like, yo, I'm not giving you my phone. What's the next step? So he's like, just show me that you didn't record anything. So I go to my photo albums and I show him nothing there. I even swipe like 4 or 5 pictures.
Right.
He's like, give me your phone. I'm like, no. So I was like, yo, bro, if I keep swiping, you're going to see my dick pics. Like, just, and I just said that to him just to get him off my back.
Yeah.
So I was like, you told me if I showed you my phone, if I showed you that there's nothing in here, you'd be cool. And now you're still tripping. Like,
yo, D, yeah.
Yeah. So he's like, give me your phone. So I just turned around and I like underhandedly passed my phone to my girl. And I tell her, I'm like, you don't know me. I don't know you. Like, just keep it moving. Go home. I'll find my way home. She take my phone. We get outside. He chased me outside. He calling the cops at the same time. The cops pull up and they're just looking at me like, bro, like he's looking like, I can't believe I'm here for this.
Right.
Like, so he asked me what's going on. I tell him exactly like, yo, look, man, he thinking I'm recording the phone. I mean, I'm recording a movie. He's told me if I show him that I didn't record nothing, he'd let me go. I didn't. He's still tripping. So he was like, the cop is literally looking like this nigga's a bozo. Like the cop is looking at him like a bozo. He's like, we got to wait here till the managers and stuff come out. They come out and the security's like, ban him from the mall for the rest of his life.
Mm.
And the dude that was ahead of the security, he's black. He came out. He's like, what happened? I told him, he's like, bro, man, we good, man. Just, you didn't
record
nothing.
And you caused all of that commotion.
All that commotion. Wasted the cop's time, wasted my time. Even though I was wrong. Don't get it twisted.
Taxpayer, I mean, for sure.
I was wrong. I take accountability on that, but. It's a coward with power. Like, he kept flexing everything he kept saying. Like, so I just,
you know,
kept
it's sad that you have even teachers who hold the power to flunk or pass you.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell the story of when I was, you know, in junior college or whatever. And I put oblivious in the paper, and the teacher was like, did you mean obvious? Clearly, in the sentence that I wrote, I meant oblivious. But the fact that she didn't, she'd never used the word oblivious, that's when I knew, and I always tell people, that's when I knew that your teachers aren't always smarter than you.
Oh, of course.
Because how the hell did you become a college professor and your dumb ass has never heard of the word oblivious, the fuck? And it's just like, you know what? I just took the whole sentence out to appease her. But think about all the times that you have to do that to appease somebody. And if I would have challenged her, what hell I would have been in. I had to make a decision. Do I? Because at the time, I was going through so much. And I'm like, you know, I might start to miss classes and things like that. So I'm like, do I appease her now or should I challenge her and let it be a learning lesson for her?
Nah, because the thing with people like that is they're never going to learn.
They're
like,
not, and they're not going to stop, right? Nah.
Like that dude, he had a power problem. Like, of course, like when he saw, he knew 100% I didn't record shit on that phone. But it was his power that those type of people are like literally losers in every other aspect of their life. And that's the only thing that they have. So they hold on to it. Like that's probably, he couldn't wait to get home or to that security office and tell him how he ran down somebody on me.
Yeah. But you know, that's sad because then that also echoes how people go about their lives. Like imagine one little small dumb decision like that. And the child is going to be banned from the mall forever.
Yeah. I wasn't even a child. I was...
But I mean, even as an adult, but I just imagine if you're younger and your life. Okay, so like my son, for instance, he was just going in the mall to buy a pair of Crocs. Mm-hmm. And the security guard was like, you can't come in here. And he's like, I don't want to cause any problems. I just want to run in and get some Crocs because I have my niece and nephew and my son in the car. And I'm like, I can't get out of the car. I don't want to bring them all out of the car. Just go buy your Crocs. And for him to tell him by himself, he's not with a big group of kids or anything like that.
Yeah.
You can't go get Crocs. He's like, can you just watch me go get the Crocs? And I just go right back out because I know exactly where I need to go. Yeah. He's like, no. So imagine my son now working at the mall and this same cop has an issue with him.
But
he didn't even realize because he was like wearing shorts, like some khaki shorts. And I guess they don't want them wearing khaki shorts at the mall. And this mall in particular is way, even though they're not even to the height of like South Park or Carolina Place Mall, they just are so on you, right? So I asked my son, I said, would this happen to be the same security guard who stopped you about your Crocs? He was like, oh my gosh, now that you say it. Yeah, I was like, you know, he notices you, right? And now that you, like literally you start working at the mall like a month or two after he stops you and tells you, because my son is not, you know, you're going to remember him. He has big hair. It's colored. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to remember
Cowards him. With power, man. And, like, he was really mad, too, because I gave him false information when he was asking me, like, he was going to let me go. He's like, all right, bet. I'll let you go. He's like, just give me all your information.
No, absolutely not.
No, I gave him fake name, fake address, fake phone number. And then when he realized, like, afterwards, like, he gave me fake information. Can you at least take his ID? Because... we're going to try to ban him from the mall. And the dude came out. He was like, man. He literally, everybody was looking like, nigga, what a waste of fucking time, except for him.
So I heard that police officers are guys who didn't get into the military.
I don't know. I'm sure there's people who, they got theories on all that. A lot of, there's some stand-up dudes that are cops too. Like, I'm not of the belief that fuck all cops. Like, I can't, there's no way I could believe that. But, they got shit like that. Like, people... the people who can't make it in life or suckers who are just hide behind a badge of bullies. But, I mean, you got good dudes, you got bad dudes. That's in everything in every aspect.
Well, I believe that. But I do feel like at some point, cops really do need to start holding each other accountable, just like men need other men to check them.
The thing with that is there's, like, that blue shield. Like, you cannot do that, like, especially not publicly. I don't know if they do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, you can't do it publicly.
But... you know, I don't know that, but they need to. They definitely need to check each other and you know, because I know that there's no way, like, even if your homeboy, like, if me and my homeboys are out, it's like one of them things, like, if me, Sapphire, and all of us, we go out and we might get into some shit based on what one of the homies did, we're going to stand together at the time. But when we get back in the car, we like, yo, you was on some bullshit, my nigga. Like, hell yeah. Like,
well, and I mean, maybe. That is true, and sometimes it should be done publicly. Sometimes.
No, I agree. Because
my son, there's a chick who's you know, way younger than me, looks older than me. But I was, you know, for a long time, I didn't tell her that she needed to dump her zero and not give it a hero, but really work on herself. And my son was standing there and I was like, girl, you know, you look way older than me. Yeah. And I just, you know, I was like, I'm there. I've never told you this, but I think you can do better. And, you know, you got to leave this person in jail. You can't keep bailing them out or you're going to still be out here homeless.
Could you date somebody that was in jail?
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah.
I mean, because me, I just need intellectual conversation.
Yeah.
And I need to know that you ride for me. I need someone to be there for me emotionally.
Also,
that's something that's what I need. I need moral support and emotional support, and that is what I don't have. I haven't had that long time.
Yeah.
Many years. But I told my son, I was just like, tell her. And he was just like, I don't know. So when we left, he was just like, Mom, she does. And I was just like, but that was your time. Because you don't speak up on things, so people are going to listen to you more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're not a bad person. You don't demean people. And so people need your honest opinion. And there was a guy who was around us who was like yelling and talking all crazy. And I was like, you would never let a nigga talk to me. You would never want me to be with a nigga who acted like that. And that was your time to say, hey, dude, you're emotionally abusive and you should check your anger.
Right.
And he's like, bruh, he's like, but I'm telling the truth, right? And my son's like, I get what he's saying. I was like, but yo, why are you not being honest with this man? And I told my son, I'm like, this is one of the things that you need to work on. Like when people ask you something, there's a time and a place for certain things. But when you know that somebody really needs to hear your honesty and it could change their life.
Mm-hmm.
Use that opportunity to, you know, be the change that they, you know, need, you know, in their life. And just, you know, stand up and say whatever it is that you need to say to be able to allow people to see from a different lens. But
you think you're hard on your kids?
I am.
Like, I think that's necessary at their young ages. Like, not like when I say hard, too, I mean, like, just staying on them on top of their bullshit, on top of mm-hmm. everything, like, because I know I felt like that when I was younger. Like, I used to think my parents were real hard on me, but yo, I'd be looking back like, thank God.
Because you would be a dirtbag and you would be an ain't shit nigga, and we have enough of those. And I think, but you know, with being hard, you also have to
balance.
Have to balance that, compensate for some of that, show what's the word that I want to use when you follow the direction of the hardness, comply.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a certain level of compliance, you got to show what compliance breeds. And I don't mean compliance in when you come out here in this world, comply to what these motherfuckers say.
Yeah.
Now, I do not agree with that. And that's why I do allow my children to challenge me or to speak up and say how they feel. If they don't fuck with me, I'm like, tell me that you don't fuck with me. Tell me why you don't fuck with me at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want them to be somewhere and just be silenced and don't feel like they could take up for themselves.
That's good, too, because sometimes when it's just, like, because the kids see the hypocrisy, the kids see a lot of that shit, but if we can't have that open dialogue to where I'm like, well, why is it okay for you to be on some bullshit, but it's not okay for me to be on some bullshit? Like, so, yeah, you definitely, unless you're just flying straight 100%, all they see is you flying straight. Then if you want some bullshit, don't be mad if they say something to you.
Yeah, but that's it. But I tell, like, even my son, like, seeing the meds drink. He's like, whoa. Yeah. And I'm like, but they know that I don't drink or smoke.
Yeah.
Even though.
You're drinking.
Esophagus. Said, but you do, but I don't, nigga.
I'm about to say, I ain't never seen you smoke.
That nigga said, but you do, but the fuck I don't.
Right.
I don't so much that my child is literally like, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, he doesn't the say drinking. What the fuck are No, I mean, the drinking and the smoking.
Never seen you smoke, but I've never even at the live show, you didn't even drink, I don't think.
And I didn't. I didn't drink at all.
So today I was surprised when you asked for a drink. I was like,
well, I mean, because the season's coming and I tried the salted caramel crown, I need to get paid for that. Yeah. And I would like to try that again.
Let me cut that off. Lillian, today I asked her, what is she drinking, right? She says, what's the name of the alcohol?
Is
Crown Vanilla?
Well, I said that as a second option.
The vanilla? Hello?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm mommying on the side. I got a text from my date's girlfriend's mom.
You asked for the caramel, right? And then you asked for the vanilla.
Yes. So then, as a second option.
Right. So then you send me a list of all the ABC stores that have it, right?
Crown vanilla. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's one near the area that I was going to be at. So I said, oh, you know what? I'll go over there.
Did it say one on there? Or did it say it had multiple?
It said it had one.
And why the fuck? What are the odds, my nigga? Of course they don't have it. You got to go to one that says they got five or seven.
On the other side of town. Like, I'm nowhere near around there, right? Okay. So I said, if there's one there, and I told you, I said, you said you sent the list of the ones that have it, right?
Yes, I did.
So then I went to the one that had it. I get there.
That had one.
Yeah, according to the sheet.
Mm-hmm. But that had one.
The other one that closed, it had three or four. And I'm like, so drive to 30 minutes out of my way to go find that one, right?
Mm-hmm. You're so nice.
See, this is the bullshit that they be on. So I go to that one. It said it had one. I get there. It was like, no, we have the only thing we have is the regular crown or the apple. Mm-hmm. So I hit you and I said, they don't have that. And then it was, what else did you want me to get? The Smoothie King?
Smoothie King. But I mean, you didn't have to get any alcohol. I would have just been good with the Smoothie King.
Oh, see, that's the communication issue. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I should have communicated that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like I over communicate and then I don't like when people don't communicate as much as me, but I was like, I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to do too much. But I would have been great with just the
Smoothie King,
a 40-ounce Smoothie King.
Oh, see,
strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, that would have been way easier.
Yeah, and it was.
Because I had all type of other liquor at my house, but I was like, you know what? This is what you. And then
I got. I'm not a liquor person. I don't want liquor. To me,
I know that's why I'm.
Alcohol is purple. Purposeless. Mm-hmm. Alcohol, there's no point of it. I mean, I guess it makes you chill. But like me, I just, I'm a cuddler.
Cuddler? Nigga, this is a podcast.
I know this is a podcast, but what I'm saying is, it's no reason to drink if I just, like, I can't, like, go lay down and, like, cuddle.
Uh-huh. So there must be some friction after this.
Absolutely not. It's not. It's my bed.
Huh?
It's my bed. It's going to be me in my bed.
No. I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying. What you're saying is when you drink, you prefer that. Or like that's the purpose of it, basically.
I wouldn't say that it's the purpose of it. Like if I need to chill out or I want to ease.
Confused.
Okay. I would much prefer to like if I did drink, like be with someone.
Right.
But that never happens. So.
By choice.
It's not. By choice.
Right.
It's just a lack of niggas out here. I love my black men, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you get you a white man or an Asian?
What? I'm good.
All right, cool.
So what did we learn today on Mez Drinks and Chill?
That that app does not respect you because it keeps sending you short niggas compared to what you want.
Right.
We've learned...
Tinder is for booties that need to get tenderized.
Yes, definitely. And there's plenty of them out there. So all you guys that need to go out there, we learned that
plenty of fish is for psychos. P is for psycho.
You love fur.
I do like fur.
We learned that
it could be faux fur. I'm completely fine with that.
Stupid car embarrassed me. What was that Friday? With the locks. Damn, yo.
The locks.
Shout out to the locks too, man.
Yeah, for winning that versus.
Yeah, they dusted them niggas, but
and them niggas being dipset out.
What else did we learn? I learned that.
We learned that just because you are talking a certain way with white people doesn't necessarily mean that you are
a fake nigga.
Fake nigga, you're not a fake nigga.
Nah.
Because your character is your character and you are whom you are because you just choose to talk to people in a way in which they understand.
Period. That's communication, right? Like the way I communicate with my homeboys might not be the same way I communicate with my wife.
He missed. that's for another episode.
Cool. that's it.
Yeah.
That's
and the healthcare system.
Oh, we learned the color Mezzi.
Yeah. Mezzi is a blood red, not really blood red. It's a fresh blood red, which means it's light in color.
That's a fact. But I'm sluggish on this episode. Sorry, because I have definitely been drinking.
I've been drinking, and we found out that I've been singing since the womb.
Yes,
and people are C-section babies.
Shout out to the cesarean babies. And we out of here. I'm trying to think of a song we should play.
I don't know, but does he not give you? Doesn't he give you the guy who dates Queen Naija?
Who the hell is Queen Naija?
Chris from New York. Queen Naija, the singer. Doesn't he look like the nigga that she dates? Clarence.
I don't know nothing about
Claire Bear. Hold up. Before we go, you gotta look up Claire Bear. Clarence and Queen Naija. The nigga is giving me very much.
Oh, Clarence. I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah, doesn't he look like him?
He does. Not, but damn, see, then you low key saying the nigga look like it doesn't matter.
No, look, niggas.
I know exactly who you're talking about now.
Yo.
My homeboy does security for them, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. See, Here's Mez. He knows everyone. Can you get people to come to my show, please?
What? Tell who to come?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Tickets are $30. When is your show?
That's a good
September price. 11th.
Yeah. And, yo, matter of fact, me and Sapphire were talking. I was telling Sapphire about it. He said he didn't see it.
I don't know. And so that means I got to go ahead and pay for
advertisement. And send it to people's DMs.
Oh my God!
You gotta stop being humble with your shit. Send it. That's what I do. I send that shit to people and be like, "Yo."
Well, can I just give you? Can I just give you my thing and you send it to people for me?
Yeah, I'll promote it. I'll put it on my story. Send it to me and be like, "Yo, man, do what you do with this shit."
Please, thank you.
I'll definitely do that.
I appreciate you, big brother.
Too. I'll definitely appreciate that. And we out of here. Lillian is drunk. I don't care what she said. She keep lying.
Fuck, man, esophagus. Bye, y'all.
We're not cool.
What we ended it on? What was the song?
Wipe Me Down or Femme? Which one do you want to play?
Mm. Well, I guess Wipe Me Down is a classic, but Femme is a femme. That's Femme. Why not?
Which one do you want?
Whichever. Just touch
We're
your fingers.
We're
going
to go with Pause.
Femme. That's your favorite. What's your favorite?
I like them all. Mine is Sweet, of course. My
favorite. But, I mean, in between Femme and Wipe Me Down.
I like Femme because of what it's talking about.
Okay, yeah, Femme.
Do you want to elaborate on what it's talking about? Or you want
So Femme
on?
Is basically having a good friend. Your homegirls are just so for you that you're like, damn, should I just date my homegirls because they understand me better than niggas? And so, yeah. But virtually, it's like, I'm not even going to go there.
So when you started off saying let's be honest, it's a play on words about lesbian?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful art.
Let's be honest, niggas ain't doing me right.
We out of here. Mez drinks and chill.
Cheers.
And now it wants to be stupid. Why the fuck isn't it playing, man?
Let's be honest.
Oh, we're getting a live performance.
Niggas ain't doing me right. I be calling.
There we go.
Let's be honest. Niggas ain't doing me right. I be calling and texting, leave me on scene. He be hiding. This what you get when you ignore. Chick gon' explore. She wants me more than you niggas can say. You say you're not ready, but how long can I wait? Fem it up. Decision is tough. I want him so much. But she shows me love. Breakdown. So what you gon' do when your niggas untrue? Fall back. What you gon' do when your niggas untrue? Give it up. Play with my emotions, I'm bound to switch it up. Swap it up. Waters I never surf, waters I never touch that turf, no. Don't you know you playing with my feelings? Thinking that I'm wrong for these dealings, yeah. You leave me no choice but to guard my heart in silence. Voice, oh no, gotta go. I won't walk on eggshells no more.
gotta go. What I'm gonna do if a nigga's untrue? I'ma fall back. Play with my emotions, did I switch it up? No fact. What is I? Could very well surf. What is I? Could do research, no. Oh, then I'm not bound by my feelings. And I'll forever check my dealings, yeah.